Nice, I like it. Well,
you guys kind of feel like the finish line's kind of right there. I mean, you can see it. You just got to keep running.
Oh, yeah. The light is definitely there, you know. It all depends on what we do and how we play and how we get it done, you know. So we just got to come out and play ball. Nothing different. Yeah. Nothing out of the blue. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just do what we know how to do and play hard.
That's the toughest part about playing in Chicago. You just did it a couple weeks ago.
The hardest part of this game is going to be beating the team twice, you know. So they know what we can do. We know what they can do. And now it's all a fight now, you know. It's who wants it most.
Is that what it is? Will versus will? Or do people look at the tape and see what you did or may not do so well against because they've played? Is that what really comes into play in these second ones?
I think that all falls along the lines of game scheme and executing the game plan. You know, so going out there, we got to know that they're going to give us everything we got, and hopefully they expect everything from us, because you got to empty the tank. In order to win this game, you got to empty the tank, you know.
How good of a situation is this for you guys? I mean, you control your own destiny two of the last three games.
Great situation. You know, we've been playing good and fighting towards the end of these games, and we just got to hold in a little bit stronger at the end at this game, you know. So, again, we just got to put up a fight and give it everything we got, and hopefully everything turned our way.
Sure. How do you scout a team that, I mean, when you guys play them, it seems like they're playing a little bit different now, given the past couple of weeks. Do you still go back to what you guys did against them, or do you maybe have to change it up, given how they're playing them?
I don't know what Zimmer got in plan and his plan, but when he let me know, I'll be sure to let you know. But outside of that, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll switch it up, you know, seeing some things from the last game. And then within that time span, they changed a lot in their offense, you know. And we just got to expect it, you know. Of course, we're going to go out and see some things we've never seen before from them, and we got to expect it and be ready to play our technique.
And in general, I mean, when you've played them already once in the year, do you see them playing different kinds of games against other teams and try to prepare for it, or is it because you guys are such a specific?
We're such a unique defense, right? That I feel like we get a lot of different things when we go into offenses. It's rare that we see a lot of things that they've been doing, you know, and that's not just from the Bears, that's from everybody, you know. So, and we expect that because ours is different, you know. It's more of a re-attack style. So, you know, we expect it. And, again, as long as we stay on our keys and do our job, it should be a good night.
You guys like hearing the Giants game got flexed into primetime?
I'm extremely glad that it's primetime, but now it's 8 more hours in the hotel for us, right?
And colder.
But we'll enjoy it. You know, it's primetime, and we get a chance to play across the country, you know. So it's a good deal.
With Linval gone, how's your game changed? What has been asked of you with him not in there, and how difficult has that been? Because, you know, obviously he's been a real key for your success as well, playing off of each other.
Yeah, you know, losing him has been huge over the weeks, and I've been talking to him every day. Please come back. You know, I understand you. I'll give you my toe, you know, or at least give me 10 of your pounds, because, boy, oh, boy, I respect your job. But outside of that, man, we just, you know, I'm praying for him. Hopefully he get back and he's healthy. But I just got to man up and do what the team is asking me to do.
Is that really that much of a challenge, being in there and being the focal point of an offensive attack?
Yes. Every bad thing you can think of is nose. So, yes.
That's love when you give up a toe for somebody, man.
Oh, yeah. I give it to him, too. Shit.